Welcome to Unity of Fairfax, a positive path for spiritual living and spiritual center for education, practice, and service in Northern Virginia. We hope you find inspiration in this week's message.
So the focus of our lessons this month has been about visioning. What is the vision we hold for our lives, our community, and the world? And how do we get there? Here at Unity of Fairfax, our vision statement reads, "Centered in divine love, we honor and celebrate a world awakened to peace, abundance, and respect for all creation." Or as we often paraphrase, a world that works for everyone. Our mission statement is the how-to. We are a vibrant spiritual community, awakening each life to the Christ within. This is a central focus of our ministry, why we do what we do. So Myrtle and Charles, Mildred and us, a vision unfolding. Let's dive in. Myrtle and Charles Fillmore, Unity co-founders. Mildred Park, our founder here at Unity of Fairfax. And here we are today, the builders and the future of this community, intersecting in this present moment. So this isn't so much a history lesson or a brainstorming session of what Unity could be. It's more a look at the consciousness of Myrtle and Charles and Mildred. What prompted and inspired them, and now us, to consider ourselves an integral part of a greater unfolding? And so before we take a look back or to the future, we begin by looking within. That's what they taught us. And they were teaching what Jesus taught centuries before. Look within. The kingdom of God is within. That's where truth resides. And that's where we center ourselves for this journey as spiritual beings having a spiritual experience. I'm going to borrow the theme from the YOU rally this weekend. It's time to align. Time to align with the truth of your being, to ground in that truth, to live intentionally and boldly from an awareness of that truth. But what is the truth of you and me and us? Well, our first principle in Unity, the nature of God is absolute good, omnipresent. And our second principle, we are it. We are that of God expressing in the world. But how does that knowing inform the decisions that we make for our lives, individually, communally, and globally? Decisions that certainly impact our lives and the world in the moment, and that often have impact on future generations to come. What does the goodness of God look like? Not in theory, not out there in the ethers, but in tangible ways. How does it outpicture in our lives? Does it outpicture in our lives? In our care for self, each other, and the planet. So let's take a moment to align. I invite a deep, intentional community breath. This breath is the breath of God, the breath of life, God life. And we are breathing that God life into manifestation. And what we perceive as separate heartbeats is really only one heartbeat, the heartbeat of God in stereo. Let's take a moment to center in that truth. God is. I am. We are the hearts, hands, and voices of spirit on earth. And as we live from that awareness, we are a blessing to the world. Yes? I'd like to set the stage with a story. Long ago and far away, there was a young monk in an abbey, a spiritual explorer, much like you and I, who one day, while in meditation, pictured the master teacher Jesus sitting across from him. Taken somewhat by surprise, the young man thought what a great gift and opportunity this was, and he settled in for what he expected to be a lengthy time of joyful connection with the master. However, after more than a moment of silence, the young man said, "Jesus, for so long I've wanted to talk to you, and now that you're here, I don't know what to say." And then after another long pause, Jesus looked at the monk and said, "Friend, all that you need to say is yes. Not maybe, or I'll let you know, but yes." Well, the conversation was not unfolding as the young man had expected, as he gulped. What he had thought would be a joyful time of connection had turned into a very simple, but potentially heart-mind-opening, expanding, transforming invitation from the master to follow, which the young man knew, without yet knowing the details, invited a very new, expansive way of thinking and being in the world than he had been experiencing up to that point. And so after what seemed like an eternal pause, the young man tentatively looked at Jesus with eyes slightly diverted and said, "Jesus, I'll let you know." Well, the conversation, meditation, visitation, whatever it was, ended at that point. Jesus faded back into the ethers, and the young man walked out of the abbey for an afternoon of walking the beautiful grounds and a bit of denial. Not sure where his "I'll let you know" would lead, but knowing deep down that it would eventually lead him away from the peace of the abbey. There was no judgment in this moment. It was all part of his discernment process, but there would certainly be some room for soul searching. How would his life have unfolded if he had said yes, or even no, but maybe, "I'll let you know, let me get back to you"? We'll leave our monk to consider next steps, and we'll check back with him in a little bit later. But in the meantime, perhaps a subtitle for my talk could be "The Power of Yes." Could I have the next slide, please? If you haven't seen this photograph before, it hangs in our kitchen. I invite you to take a closer look at it sometime. If you are here today and you are in that photograph, could I ask you to stand for a moment? Thank you. These are some of the dreamers and builders of Unity of Fairfax, a community that at the time of this photograph had outgrown several previous homes and that had a grander vision for this spiritual center, this building, which when this photograph was taken was only an idea in the mind of God. And in that photo, they are standing roughly where you are sitting right now. It's a wonderful snapshot from our past and the power of alignment with Source. So 3 points for this lesson. We gratefully remember where we've come from and the faith and loving energy that brought us here. We celebrate the gift of this dynamic spiritual community today, and we believe for something greater unfolding. The next slide, please. What did Myrtle and Charles Fillmore, Mildred Park, and those dreamers and builders have in common? They were spiritual explorers, students and practitioners of truth. They had vision and faith. And what is vision? In his book, The Revealing Word, Charles Fillmore describes vision as seeing God as the foundation of all, the sources of all, and the substance of all, seeing the good, the true, and the beautiful everywhere. In this manner is the eye single and vision perfected. Myrtle and Charles believed that humankind was created in the image and likeness of God, therefore perfect. They believed that God and humankind are one, that God operated in the earthly realm through the activities of humankind, and that health, prosperity, and well-being were the result of our living in alignment with Source. They believed that if individuals turned their attention to the energies of the spiritual world, that they would be awakened and realize their God-like nature or Christ consciousness as modeled by Jesus. They practiced the presence through meditation, and as they connected with Source in the silence, their lives became an expression of their faith. They were healed and healers. They were students and teachers of truth. It wasn't their intention to form spiritual centers or churches. But as people were healed and lives were transformed through the practice of spiritual principles, they couldn't contain the numbers of people coming to their talks and healing services. In addition, through printed materials and radio broadcasts, their teachings started traveling around the world. In the early 1950s, Mildred Park, who was a White House stenographer at the time, connected with Unity and felt the leading of spirit to form a study group which grew into Unity of Fairfax. That study group began meeting in the Fairfax Town Hall in 1956, moved to the church on Main Street in Fairfax, and eventually to this property in the 1970s. I'm not sure that it was Mildred's intention, any more than it was the Fillmore's intention to form a church. But through the sharing of the good news of Christ in you, your hope of glory, that Mildred brought to that small study group, lives were transformed here in Fairfax County, and our numbers grew beyond the walls of the town hall, the church on Main Street, the lower building here on these 5 acres, along with several other short-term meeting spaces throughout the county, until this building was completed and opened in 2002. And here we are today, certainly grateful for such a rich legacy extending back to the Fillmores and Myrtle and Mildred. But the vision is still unfolding. The vision is still unfolding. And the world needs our Unity teaching and the healing and transformation these teachings bring more than ever these days. And each one of us has a part to play. But let's take a moment to breathe together, to remember, to celebrate, and to believe for something greater as we integrate what I've shared thus far in song. The next slide, please. So what is unity? Am I talking about our teaching or how we embody these teachings individually and communally? Yes. What we believe informs how we show up individually and communally. I was in a class with Reverend Paul Hasselbeck at Unity Village several years ago, and someone asked him what he thought unity would look like in 25 years. And his question back to them was, what will you look like? Where will your consciousness be in 25 years? Because where you are will determine where unity is, and ultimately what unity looks like. There is a quote by Unity Minister Eric Butterworth, "You are the ceaseless flow of transcendent life, but first, you must claim it." Have we had the experience of claiming and living consciously in the flow of transcendent life? Not just one time on a mountaintop, but every day, even when driving on I-66. What are your guiding beliefs? What principles guide you? Myrtle Fillmore spoke of creating a thought colony around an intention which keeps it grounded in truth. What thought colonies have you created around the intentions and vision for your life? And then what thought colonies have we co-created around the intentions and the vision we hold for this community? Those thought colonies impact our decision-making individually and communally. I particularly like this definition of unity, a place we go to have our answers questioned. Myrtle and Charles Fillmore believed that consciousness was always expanding, much in line with one of their early teachers, Emma Curtis Hopkins, who wrote, "I am lifted up in consciousness, and I embody the moving reality of this uplifted consciousness. I embody the moving reality of this uplifted consciousness." What does that imply? Well, to me, moving reality suggests a dynamic universe with dynamic systems, dynamic communities, dynamic, non-static, ever-evolving belief systems. That moving reality is within us, within you, and invites us to think boldly, and to envision a world of being in the world, perhaps outside of the box, perhaps outside of our comfort zone? Can we say yes to that movement of spirit within? Can we allow it greater expression in our lives and in our community? And just to clarify, the yes that I'm inviting is not a blind yes. It's a yes carried by our power of faith, which is our innate ability to live in positive expectancy, to center our intention in joyous anticipation, knowing that all is well, truly, even when we are walking in the mystery. For me, this yes is a knowing and allowing, knowing that all that God is, I am, and then allowing it to be through me. All that God is, I am, be through me. I'd like to revisit our young monk and see where his journey has led him post his Jesus, I'll let you know comment. Well, that decision led him away from the peace of the Abbey and on the spiritual path that might be called the scenic route, with many twists and turns and many course corrections, loving and supportive encounters, and many more opportunities along the way to say yes, no, or maybe. And what he discovered was that in those times when he said yes to spirit, he connected with that of God within. His consciousness expanded, fears dissolved, and his capacity to love expanded, and he grew in deeper understanding of the truth of his being, along with an openness to being in service to Source in ways that he could never have imagined. His path eventually led him to a Unity Church, where he discovered the power within and made the connection in his heart space that was much like the Abbey he walked away from many years before, a space within, a field of infinite potentiality, a place of peace, accessible at any time. He still walks in the mystery much of the time these days, but he also walks with a knowing that he is one with the one. And now for the big reveal, if you hadn't already figured it out, that not-so-young monk stands before you, here to share with you a bit of what life on the other side of yes looks like. So we each have our work to do as we give expression to our divine nature. And I don't know about you, but for me, incarnation can be a messy process some days. And it's the same as true in community. I and of myself do not know what our expanded vision looks like. I may have a piece of it, like a piece of a puzzle, that I bring, and I bring that or my gifts to share with this community, hoping that it will be a good fit. And I believe that all of the other pieces of that puzzle are right here in our community today, to bring our vision of Unity of Fairfax, Spiritual Center for Education, Practice, and Service into manifestation with ease and grace. All the faith, wisdom, imagination, power, strength, love, right here, right now. And you are it. And the same is true for each of you joining us this weekend from other churches across the region. Your voice, your perspective, your gifts, your piece of the vision matters. Our future as unity is incomplete until everyone in this room, everyone, has a place at the table, until every voice is heard and every gift is honored and received as an expression of the divine. Can I have the next slide, please? So back to my original question. What of the consciousness of Myrtle and Charles Fillmore, Mildred Park, along with our early dreamers and builders here at Unity of Fairfax? What prompted and inspired them? They had faith and vision. They were grounded in Jesus' teachings of the kingdom of heaven within, and they felt its mighty stirring and said yes to its expression through and as them. I invite you to take a moment to look around and to lovingly connect with those around you. We are today a multi-generational community. The founding members and builders of our community intersect with our future here in this sacred moment. Look to each other in gratitude for showing up and showing out today. Each of you is an expression of the divine. All of God expresses at the point of each of you. In that context, everyone, every generation, has a place at the table, and every voice in this room has value as we join together in putting together this cosmic puzzle of what the beloved community looks like for us. Unity poet James Dillard Freeman wrote a piece entitled Blessing for a Church, which I'd like to share as a reminder of our work here as we gather in faith. May this be a benchmark as the vision comes into focus. This is God's house. May we who have come here not only find out about God, but find God. May there be beauty in this place. But especially may it be a place where all become aware of the beauty in themselves. May this be a place of worship. May this be a place of instruction. May this be a place of singing. May this be a place of prayer. But for us who worship or take instruction and sing and pray, may this also be a place of inner stillness where we may listen and hear when God speaks. May whoever ministers here minister in love. May whoever teaches here teach truth. May whoever serves here serve pleasantly. May everyone come into this house in expectation and go forth with thanksgiving. And may anyone who comes needing help go feeling blessed. May this be such a house that Jesus Christ or any stranger, even one of the least, would feel in it that they were with friends. Amen. Be so. And so a reminder of your homework. Take this reminder that you are the heart, hands, and voice of God, of Spirit on earth, back into the world and be the best Christ that you can be. Yes?
Yes.
Amen. Peace be with you and namaste.
Thank you for tuning into Unity of Fairfax podcast. You're welcome to join us live in Oakton, Virginia, every Sunday at 9 and 11 a.m., or view our live stream services from our website at unityoffairfax.org. We appreciate your donations to support this podcast to make our message of positive, practical spirituality more accessible to all. See you next time.